local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this day after Election Day for the runoffs. We'll get more details from Alabama's Secretary of State John Merrill coming up in just a minute. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way, and first we'll check the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State troops have told us a couple accidents we've got are now cleared out of the roadway. We do have a cow near the roadway, northbound 65 at exit 19. Beyond that, a great start. No problems as you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, towards the Eastern Shore. Throughout July, the spot at the Battle House is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service every Tuesday and Wednesday as their expert team's anxiously waiting your call. Dial 338-5700 to get pampered at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And of course, you, your comments at 343-0106 on the text line and on the phone line. We'll be turning up your voice coming up after 8 o'clock. Let's take it to the Secretary of State's office. This is probably annoying that every time that he's had one of these blistering days doing election coverage and looking around the state, I pick up the phone and bother Secretary of State John Merrill at 7 o'clock in the morning. But thanks for taking our call one more time.
Hey, friend, look, you're not bothering me. I work for you.
Good. I like that.
Good morning.
You need me, you just call me, and then we'll take care of business.
Well, there's a lot to talk about from yesterday, but I want to start off with like the 30,000-foot view. As you look overall across the state of Alabama, you had said that you didn't expect a big turnout yesterday. What was the number for voter turnout, and how did that compare with what you had predicted?
Well, the last number that we saw last night, and we still had some incomplete totals, was about 11.5%, which means that we're probably going to be between 12 and upwards to 13% at the most when everything is counted. That's provisional ballots and all the ones that were outstanding from last night. So between 12 and 13, our projection had been 15 to 18.
All right.
Man.
So, by the way, we can just take a side note. We'll get back to it. But, Dalton, congratulations.
Thank you.
You won the bet that we had for turnout yesterday.
Yeah.
Well,
let's fill in the Secretary of State about our bet.
Well, we voted. We all decided. You know, Kelly said she thought it'd be 22% turnout. Dalton said he thought it'd be 12%. I said I wish the number was higher.
Yes.
I want more people to vote, but I took the low card and went 9%.
You threw your disclaimer on there real early.
Just to take the low number. So Dalton won that bet on turnout. But, you know, Secretary of State John Merrill, who's on with us right now, this is a good perspective because I'm looking like Mobile County is a 9% turnout. That means, obviously, other counties turned out higher. We were looking at places like Baldwin County or Marshall County. We had guessed that maybe a bigger turnout because of some either hometown people running or, in the case of Baldwin County, pretty big contentious race for State Senate District 32. Do you see that across the state? Like some counties or some polling districts really perform better than others?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the last number that I looked at from Madison County was at 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon, and they had 3% turnout countywide in Madison.
Oh, that's pitiful.
Now, see, they had no Democratic runoffs, and they had no Republican runoffs at the local level. The only thing they had were the 6 statewide runoffs that were on their ballot. So the last number that I saw from there, and it may have improved a little, but it was 3%, at 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking at the numbers through the alabamavotes.gov site, which I do love your website.
Thank you.
It's really easy to navigate. Now, we're going to link it through so folks can go there as well. When I'm looking at some of the races, even down in our area, that are very, very tight, we have two of them that are within 200 votes of each other, two of our elections yesterday. And when does it trigger? Because I'm seeing one race where they've already said there will be a recount, and the other one we think there will be, but I guess it's not been announced. Is there a certain number or percentage that triggers that recount?
Yes, if it's less than half of 1%, there's an automatic recount in a general election. Now, one of the things we were talking about last night, and I told my team that what we would do is we'd talk about it first thing this morning when everybody got in at 8 o'clock, was to evaluate what had occurred and then what the code said about automatic recounts. What a couple of the lawyers said was we don't know how that relates to the primary or a runoff. And so if you will recall the difference between Tim James and Governor Bentley in 2010 in the Republican primary was 186, 187 votes. And so at that point, they had a runoff, but they had a recount, but Tim James had to pay for that.
Okay.
And that was to determine who would be in the runoff for Bradley Byrne. So that's one of the questions that we'll have answered later on today.
All right.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you, Dalton. For those who may be new to, maybe this is their first election, and so, of course, we've gone from one stage to another. When you talk about how tight some of these races are, is there a certain amount of votes that, as Sean mentioned, trigger, you know, that recount? I mean, what's the magic number where you say...
No, it's a percentage.
Okay.
It's half of 1%, because, you know, you can have a race that could be separated by 100 votes, and the percentage margin could be 3%. And then you could have a race that was separated by 100 votes and the margin could be less than 0.1%, depending on the total number of people that participated in the primary, the runoff, or the general.
And then a quick follow-up. Who's part of that recount process? Agencies are part of that?
The affected districts in the Office of the Secretary of State. So it could be one county, or it could be multiple counties, depending on what kind of district that it happens to be. State legislative district, in most instances, would involve more than one county.
Did you have anything come up yesterday? Any complaints? Anything from any different polling precincts that's going to cause you to go investigate, or has everything worked pretty smoothly? What was the report?
Well, everything went fairly smoothly. We did have an incident in Montgomery County where some individuals were marked as having voted in the Republican primary that actually voted in the Democrat primary on June the 5th. And one of the reasons this was brought to our attention in such a prominent way is because a state legislator named John Knight, who has been a very formidable member of the legislature for dozens of years, was one of those affected people. Now, there were two things that we knew. First of all, I served with John Knight in the legislature from 2010 to 2014, and John Knight is no Republican, okay?
Right.
The first thing.
Okay.
And number two, John Knight was on the ballot as a candidate for the Senate in 2018, and he would have voted for himself, and he was running as a Democrat. So
right.
We knew that John Knight was listed improperly. Now, that takes place at the Board of Registrars level, and it's not unlike what was experienced in Mobile County when Representative Barbara Drummond was marked as having been removed from the vote rolls because
right.
some people in the Board of Registrars office had indicated that she was deceased, and she is not deceased.
Yeah, very much alive, yes.
Right.
But her sister-in-law, whose name was the same thing, actually was deceased, and she's the one that should have been removed. So the one thing that's so good about our system is that there are a number of people who have access to the system who can look at the records in the voter file, but only a handful of people, about 201 statewide, have the ability to modify or change a voter registration record or create a new voter registration record. And those are the people at the local level throughout the state. And you can look and see whose credentials entered into the system, who allowed that change to occur, and when it occurred, because it's time stamped.
Are they, when they're able to modify those 201, are they able to modify on the spot? Or does
yes, because they are charged by the Constitution with that authority.
This is so interesting.
And the fact that people question how things are done. You said there's breadcrumbs there. Whoever out of the 201 does that, we know who it was, when it was, and what they did.
Absolutely.
See, there gives people some confidence. Secretary of State John Merrill, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll be talking to you again, if not before, I know, in November.
Guys, I look forward to it. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Appreciate
thank
that.
You so
Secretary
much.
Of State John
day.
Merrill joining us on Mobile Mornings. By the way, the website, we'll give you all that same information, but you want to go to the clearinghouse. It's www.2 alabamavotes.gov, or you just Google the Secretary of State's of Alabama website. It'll come up. It'll have all that information. And by the way, once again, Dalton, congratulations.
Thank you.
You guessed 12% turnout. Mm-hmm. It looks like it'll be somewhere between 12 and 13%. If it was just Mobile County, I might have won.
Yes.
But it's not. It's a statewide deal, so I lose, and we're buying you lunch.
Yeah, and I'm hitting a streak on Mobile Morning's bets. I've won
it's
two
okay.
in a row now. And I will say, I'm thinking a lobster graham from Maine.
No, you already called Pasco.
We're going to get...
Don't even try it. Don't be
now
that guy.
Changing the rules now, but okay.
Right, we'll that's like the guy who finds out somebody else is paying for lunch, and then all of a sudden they get real hungry.
Yeah, that's what I feel is happening. 717, we'll be right back. Check in with News 5 next. This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting outside a home on Clay Street late last night, not far from Florence Howard Elementary School. The victim is a man, but we do not know his condition this morning. Two heated statewide races have been decided by voters in Alabama. Will Ainsworth edged out Twinkle Kavanaugh for the GOP nomination for lieutenant governor. In the Republican runoff for attorney general, incumbent Steve Marshall came out on top, beating a former AG, Troy King.
We ended this campaign with a commercial with a hashtag Alabama Strong. It not only speaks to the quality of people that I have the chance to serve in this state, but it also speaks to what it is that we have the opportunity collectively to do.
Marshall will face Democrat Joe Siegelman in November. A race too close to call this morning is the runoff for the District 2 seat in the State House of Representatives. 25 votes separates Satsuma Police Chief Shane Stringer and Call News editor Willie Gray. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Attention Mobile. Announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below-the-market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access $14,900, dockable waterfront $34,900. Call or click 877bigview.com for an early appointment. That's 877bigview, 877-244-8439.
719 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Last night in the 2018 MLB All-Star Game in Washington, D.C., the American League beat the National League 8-6 in 10 innings. This game featured 10 home runs. Those 10 home runs beat the previous record of 6 All-Star Game homers. The AL held a 5-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. That's when Cincinnati's Scooter Gennett tied the game and sent it to an extra inning with a 2-run homer.
Here's one into right. Back at the wall. This thing is tied.
Then at the start of the 10th inning, a pair of Houston Astros hit back-to-back homers with Lance Bregman and George Springer both hitting it over the wall. And although Joey Votto would hit one more home run for the NL, the AL would go on to win it 8-6, and Bregman was named the MVP of the game after hitting that go-ahead home run for the AL in the 10th inning. Earlier Tuesday, USA Today's Bob Nightingale reported that Baltimore Orioles All-Star shortstop Manny Machado is expected to be traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers, as barring any last-minute issues that may arise. In 96 games this season, Machado has a .575 slugging percentage with 24 home runs and 65 RBI. The Orioles have a 28-69 record this season. They've been expected to move Machado to another team while he's in the final year of his current contract. At day two of the SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Florida, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Arkansas had their chance to speak with the media. Georgia Bulldogs head coach Kirby Smart was asked what his team learned after coming so close to winning the national championship before they ultimately lost to Alabama in overtime.
Those playoff games and that extra practice and that time preparing and those media sessions and those walkthroughs, all those extra games help develop your young players. We hope that valuable experience pays off for the team that's coming back this year.
New Florida Gators head coach Dan Mullen got his time in front of the media. After leaving Mississippi State to become the head coach in Gainesville, Mullen was asked about his expectations for the Gators.
The University of Florida stands for excellence, and that's the Gator standard. And I want to make sure I get our football program back on top and continue that excellence of where we've been.
In NFL news, former New Orleans Saints and New England Patriots wide receiver Brandon Cooks signed a five-year contract extension with the Los Angeles Rams on Tuesday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the deal is worth $80 million. Cooks was traded to L.A. this offseason after one season with the Patriots. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory's been reinstated to the team on a conditional basis by the NFL. He's missed 30 of the past 32 regular season games for multiple violations of the league's substance abuse policy. And in NBA news, earlier this morning, ESPN reported that the San Antonio Spurs are finalizing a deal with the Toronto Raptors. It'll send Spurs star Kawhi Leonard to Canada in a trade package that includes Raptors all-star DeMar DeRozan. 722 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Summer Clearance Event, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks, and check out Ram 1500's tremendous towing and payload capacities. And right now, get 0% financing for 6 years, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance Event for a great deal and see your local Ram dealer today. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month for 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital regardless of down payment. Deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 7/31/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a couple accidents we've had have been moved down the roadways. A lot of radar along I-10 as you travel from DIP to 65. Also, Rangeline Road, watch your speed through there. Northbound 65, we've been good all the way up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsAndSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, and may I just add, great interview with the Secretary of State.
He's always very interesting to talk to.
And answers on the first ring.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm not sure
the
when
the day after these, you know, and then I'm, hey, man, can you go on? Yeah, sure. So good for him.
Yes, it's always good to have the scoop as to what's going on when it comes to voter turnout and all things runoff and primary election coming up. Okay, let me get myself to our notes. All right, here's the deal. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has been invited to the state of Alabama, courtesy of U.S. Representative Terry Sewell. She says, I invite Ambassador Haley to my district to see firsthand the suffering that I have seen and the issues that my constituents confront every day. And here's why. Haley said it was, quote, patently ridiculous for the UN to examine poverty in America after a recent study conducted at the request of the president's administration found serious problems impacting the poor in Alabama and other states. And when we're talking about serious impacts, we're talking about lack of access to basics like clean water, sewage disposal, and health care. The study concluded that in Alabama and West Virginia, a high proportion of the population is not served by public sewage, and water supply services, contrary to the assumption in most developed countries that such services should be extended by the government systematically and eventually comprehensively to all areas. Neither state was able to provide figures as to the magnitude of the challenge or details of any planned government response. Well, Haley's calling this report misleading and politically motivated, and saying that the special investigator, that his reporting was biased. So Sewell responded saying it's not patently ridiculous to call attention to extreme poverty in America, saying she should see for herself the economically marginalized and forgotten communities that struggle under the weight of generational poverty. In Alabama's 7th Congressional District, the failure of wastewater infrastructure in some rural communities has created a health crisis that should not exist in modern day America.
Okay, here's right. Number one, Representative Sewell acting like Nikki Haley, coming from South Carolina, has never seen, you know, southern rural poverty.
Right.
I think that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And also, they talk about things that that water and sewage. But you understand, in the country, it doesn't make you poor if you're on a well and you're on septic. That's normal. That's
maybe she wants to show her that, I mean, when she comes to visit the options that are available.
And that, you know, being on a septic tank. And if that's what it turns, because mm-hmm. I just wonder if that's what it turns out to be. If you're right. on a well water and you're on septic, I mean, that's, you know, about half of my kinfolk. You know, I mean, that's normal. They're not suffering because of it.
But here's the deal. Here's how, you know, because we had the yin and the yang going.
Yes.
To have someone of her stature to visit our state, can, to me, only good things can happen, because the good can be highlighted, and if there's things that need to be fixed, those can be worked on.
Oh yeah,
as
I'd like
well.
Nikki Haley to come here. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
like
good deal.
Lot. All right, and next time we talk, I will give you then the update on what happened at Metro Jail, and other updates as well when it comes to your news headlines.
All right, very good. And Dalton will continue to strut about as he has won the
like
bet there.
Like a peacock.
Yeah, I'm on cloud nine right now. I want to thank my family, first off, for giving me the brain to, you know, randomly select 12% and win this bet yesterday.
Right, there we go. That's you got 12%.
Let's find some coupons.
Let's do that. All right, coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A close race for the Mobile County Circuit Court bench triggering an automatic recount. Brandi Hambright leads Harry Satterwhite by just 125 votes. Meanwhile, Spiro Chariogatis is Mobile County's newest district court judge, and Chrissy Edwards wins the race for Civil Appeals Judge Place 1. Two heated statewide races have been decided by voters in Alabama. Will Ainsworth edged out Twinkle Kavanaugh for the GOP nomination for Lieutenant Governor. And
In the Republican runoff for Attorney General, incumbent Steve Marshall came out on top, beating a former AG, Troy King. Twitter is doing some house cleaning, deleting locked and suspicious accounts this week. Some of the social media platform's most popular accounts lost millions of followers. Former President Barack Obama has already lost 2 million followers in the cleanup, a little more than 2% of the 104 million followers he had at the start of the effort. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Trump yesterday mended one of the controversial comments he made in Helsinki when he said he had no reason to believe Russia would be involved in election meddling.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
This morning, he is tweeting, some people hate the fact that I got along well with President Putin of Russia. They would rather go to war than see this. It's called Trump derangement syndrome, end quote. In Thailand, all 12 boys and their soccer coach have been released from the hospital where they've been held under observation since their rescue from a flooded cave. And correspondent Jonathan Miller reports they are talkative and telling their stories.
One of them said, I was really worried when we first got trapped because I thought my mum will get really, really mad at me.
The European Union is fining Google a record $5 billion over its Android apps, which the EU says violate antitrust laws. Right now, Wall Street futures are down. I'm Evan Haney.
Don't miss the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region. Browse over 50 hot tubs from six major brands at up to 50% off. That's this weekend at the Mobile Civic Center. Visit thehottubshow.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Boeing has secured a $3.9 billion deal to build the new jets that will fly as Air Force One. The award follows 18 months of back and forth between the aerospace giant and President Trump, who had threatened to cancel the planned sale over concerns about the cost of replacing the aging 747 jumbo jets. The final price is what the president had initially criticized when he tweeted before taking office that costs were out of control. Bloomberg reports that the Trump administration plans to investigate uranium imports, potentially leading to tariffs. In January, U.S. uranium producers Energy Fuels and Your Energy filed a petition to the Commerce Department arguing that state-subsidized imported uranium was harming U.S. production. In after-hours trading, Energy Fuels shares were up 19%, Your Energy up 16%. Houston is set to get its own oil futures, a sign of the city's growing importance as the U.S. sends more crude abroad. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So yesterday you called for even more thunderstorms than normal, and that played out. What about today?
Same thing. More thunderstorms. And yesterday we picked up another half an inch of rain, and we're just about 5 inches now for the month of July. But, yeah, we've got some thunderstorm activity again today, mainly this afternoon. and we'll warm up to about 91 or 92 degrees before that rain develops. Now tonight, it'll taper off in the evening, as what usually happens this time of the year. And then tomorrow, with a weather front stalled right over the central portion of Alabama, it means more thunderstorms tomorrow and temperatures in the lower 90s. Now after that, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll see fewer thunderstorms, but warmer temperatures. In fact, Friday and over the weekend, highs will be in the mid-90s, so temperatures are going to be above normal as we go into the weekend with just some widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms.
That part is pretty good with the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo getting kicked off 5 a.m. With the cannon shot on Friday, so the thunderstorms at a reduced number for the 3 days of the rodeo. I think there's some JCs happy with that.
That should work out very nicely. In fact, on Sunday, just isolated thunderstorms, and if we put a percentage on it, about 30% for Saturday and only 20% for Sunday. But again, temperatures getting on up into the mid-90s. That means over the weekend, we're going to see the heat index get up to 105 or maybe even a little bit higher than that.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics?
You know, we're doing pretty good so far after that little bit of activity that we had. And by the way, this is today marks the 21st anniversary of Hurricane Danny.
Oh, was it?
That was that famous storm that went into Mobile Bay over the weekend and just stayed there. But we don't have anything like that to worry about, certainly for this weekend. Right now it's quiet across the Gulf, quiet over the Caribbean. And the Atlantic looks good, and still some thunderstorm activity over the eastern Atlantic, but don't see anything developing here, at least today and for the next couple of days.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. And, man, that just had took me back in the time machine 21 years ago for Hurricane Danny, which was an absolute soaker, like Dr. Bill said, sat over the bay. I know that I was just back for a year or two into radio here. I've been doing radio in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham Market while I was in school, came back here to my hometown, came back to Mobile, was working for a radio complex here, and people couldn't get into work. This was, you know, the good old boy phenomenon. People couldn't get into work because it was flooded in that parking lot. And I said, well, I got a truck and I've got rubber knee boots. And I kept, they were looking at me, the media people that are usually not everybody, but the ones I've been around, there's a lower number of people in media that have pickup trucks and rubber knee boots than, you know, in the, I don't know, public at large. So I remember just saying, why don't y'all have rubber knee boots and a pickup truck? They're like, no, everybody's car, they couldn't get in there and flooded. So I think I worked, they rewarded me by I worked three shifts in a row
because
I had the truck to get in there.
Not that it compares, but I remember being the only one with a snow scraper, an ice scraper.
And everybody else just sitting there?
Right, and we took pictures with it. It was like, ooh, what's that? Because being from a cold state, it's something you have in your arsenal.
Right.
And not the little cute little shovel things that...
You're talking about muscle.
Right, like it stretches from one end of the windshield to the other. So you don't have to lean in. You can just go ahead and do your job and get back in the car.
Industrial size.
Right. So that's what your knee business means to me.
And I'm sure you had some chains for the tires, too, if it came to that.
Yes. No need when you know how to drive.
Ooh, wow.
No, actually, it's just four-wheel drive. Honestly, yeah. That's what it is.
That will help you. All right.
Yeah, that's Montana for you.
Then you come here and you're like, yeah, yeah. Well, you know why you have that?
Listen here. Don't put me in that category because I respect weather. And I've yet to see... A hurricane.
She just did it, y'all.
I didn't finish the word. That's a hurricane.
Nah, you just did it. All right, 7:38, sitting at 77 now at our studios. Coming up, headlines, and let's check traffic right now with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Airport in Larkspur Street, they've got an accident moving out of the roadway. North Water Street in St. Joseph, also another accident without injuries. Nice ride across the Bayway so far. Daphne, we're open Spanish Fort. We've had light traffic on the way in so far this morning. You know, Car Doctors moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West with new and used golf carts from Yamaha and all the other brands, and they have street legal carts from Star as well. It's Car Doctor, now on Highway 90. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
The West Regional Branch of your Mobile Public Library invites you to a homeschoolers meetup with a chance to share ideas on Monday, August 20th, 2 p.m. Join other homeschoolers at the library to make new friends and have some fun. There'll be activities for children and teens. To find out what homeschooling is all about, call the Children's Department at 340-8571 or email Westview, W-E-S-T-Y-O-U, at mplonline.org.
All right, 740, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. And kind of going back through the numbers from yesterday, some are still unsettled business. We've got some triggering an automatic recount. Another one, the House District 102, that might very well do that. We're watching it. Turnout yesterday statewide, 12%. We had areas like some areas, Madison County, we heard from the Secretary of State, had a 3% turnout. 3% at one point. Maybe it's up from then. But some other areas had bigger turnout, and one of those in the state of Alabama, Baldwin County, because you did have the statewide races on, but you had a lot of interest in a handful of, you had some judicial over there, but you had some county commission, but you also had state Senate District 32 that had so many people talking here at FM Talk 106.5 in the winter last night. Chris Elliott is joining us right now. Hey, Chris, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
And let's talk about this, the process of getting from the primary, getting through that that pinch point, and then on into the runoff. Which part of it do you think took more, was more taxing? Was it more taxing in the primary itself or the runoff?
Oh, definitely the runoff. No question about it. I mean, the primary is a long slog, but the runoff's a nice fight, and I'm glad it's over.
Okay, now let's talk about what happens in November. You're going forward, and kind of what are the plans for, eventually ending up in Montgomery?
Well, of course, it's time to step back and regroup a little bit. I mean, I got my cup of coffee this morning and went, man, I need to mow my yard, so, I mean, some things like that we've got to focus on first. For the next couple of days. But then, of course, it's time to go back to policy, go back to talking about, our issues of infrastructure, getting our share from Montgomery. And now we've got a partisan fight, right? Now we've got a debate between a Democrat and a conservative Republican. Obviously, we feel very good about that in the red part of the red county in the red state.
Yeah.
So I think things look good. But it'll be a slog through the rest of the summer and the fall.
Hi, Chris. Good morning. Kelly Finley here. Congratulations. Question.
Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome. Question for you. Looking back, because what we've talked about, because many of our candidates, visited in studio and joined us and told us about their side of the story, if you will. Was there any part of the campaign that you really wish that never happened when it came to, because there was a lot of mudslinging going on. Is there anything that you wish did not happen as you move forward and focus on November?
There is, but that's the nature of, the negative and the tough fight is the nature of politics now. I mean, it is. And we can wish that wasn't the way that the game is played, but it's like saying, hey, I don't like soccer because you have to use your feet. I mean, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. And it makes you tougher and it hardens you for the next battle. I mean, I want to applaud Dr. Northcutt, and I told him this when I spoke to him last night. Thank you for a good race. And I thank him for running a good, tough, hard race. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and the race that he ran. But at the end of the day, it's time to bring the community back together. It's time to bring the party back together, and it's time to get back to work for Baldwin County.
There we go. Chris Elliott, thanks for your time this morning. And go get that grass cut before somebody in the neighborhood calls on you.
They probably already have. I got to get my sign down and get the grass cut.
There you go.
It'll be on me.
And by the way, too, let me open this to all candidates. As you get rid of your signs, we would like one each from all of y'all for our hallway of political signs here at FM Talk 106.5, so I can come get them from y'all, or if y'all are in the neighborhood, drop them off here at the radio station.
We can call it Political Alley.
See, you're always onto something. 7:45, coming right back.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here has got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend. And I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a shooting outside a home on Clay Street late last night, not far from Florence Howard Elementary School. The victim is a man, but we do not know his condition this morning. Two heated statewide races have been decided by voters in Alabama. Will Ainsworth edged out Twinkle Kavanaugh for the GOP nomination for lieutenant governor. In the Republican runoff for attorney general, incumbent Steve Marshall came out on top, beating a former AG, Troy King.
We ended this campaign with a commercial with a hashtag Alabama Strong. It not only speaks to the quality of people that I have the chance to serve in this state, but it also speaks to what it is that we have the opportunity collectively to do.
Marshall will face Democrat Joe Siegelman in November. A race too close to call this morning is the runoff for the District 2 seat in the State House of Representatives. 25 votes separates Satsuma Police Chief Shane Stringer and Call News editor Willie Gray. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio Show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:46, FM Talk 106.5. Heads up to Jeff Poore joins us after 8 o'clock. Lots to talk about with him, analysis of what went on yesterday here in the state of Alabama. Also, we'll look, of course, at the national scene. And speaking of yesterday, in this case today, no recount needed here. No retallying of the votes, no questions about who won, because the inventory has been tallied and all votes have been placed, and it looks like LCM packed with inventory. Hey, Larry.
Good morning. You're absolutely correct. I'm walking a lot now, so you didn't think I could walk and chew gum.
And it's pretty tight. You got to turn sideways a lot of times on the lot at LCM because y'all pack a ton of vehicles in.
Absolutely. We got a fresh supply of third seat vehicles, full size, mid size. That seems to be the popular unit right now. So we just got a fresh inventory. That's what I'm doing now, walking, stocking them in.
Yeah, there's a way to look at that. That's a back to school supply. If you're hauling the ever increasing family to school and maybe people on the carpool list, you need that third seat.
Absolutely. And like I said, we got a great selection. We got great financing on them. The credit unions love them. So we got a great way to go.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. It is sports time, right? Is that right?
I think it is sports time.
That's what that music
means.
It's sports time. All right, good.
7:48 now on FM Talk 106.5. And sports is brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Last night, the 2018 MLB All-Star Game. It's actually more of a second home run derby this week. The American League beat the National League 8-6 in 10 innings. The game featured 10 home runs. That was a record breaker. Previous record of 6 All-Star Game home runs. The AL held a 5-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning when Cincinnati's Scooter Gennett tied the game, sent it into extra innings with a 2-run homer.
Here's one into right. Back at the wall. This thing is tied.
Then to begin the 10th inning, a pair of Houston Astros hit back-to-back homers. Lance Bregman and George Springer gave their team a 7-5 lead. And then although Joey Votto would hit one more home run for the NL, the AL would go on to win 8-6. Lance Bregman was named the MVP of the game after he hit that go-ahead home run for the American League in the 10th inning. Earlier Tuesday, USA Today's Bob Nightingale reported that Baltimore Orioles all-star shortstop Manny Machado is expected to be traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's barring any last-minute issues that may arise. In 96 games this season, Machado has a .575 slugging percentage with 24 home runs and 65 RBI. And once he is a free agent, I read yesterday, he can expect right around a $400 million contract.
I just don't have the break. I don't understand that for baseball. I mean, $400
million.
And, I mean, obviously it's worth it. The market will bear it, but it just seems wild to me.
Yeah, baseball salaries, basketball salaries keep going up. And as you'll see in just a minute, the NFL salaries nowhere near that of the other two sports.
Wow.
At day two of the SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Florida, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Arkansas had their chance to speak with the media. Georgia Bulldogs head coach Kirby Smart was asked what his team learned after coming so close last year to winning the national championship.
Those playoff games and that extra practice and that time preparing and those media sessions and those walkthroughs, all those extra games help develop your young players. We hope that valuable experience pays off for the team that's coming back this year.
New Florida Gators head coach Dan Mullen was wearing some custom-made Air Jordan shoes at his media day yesterday, or, you know, as they call it in Auburn, Air Jordans.
So cute.
After leaving Mississippi State to become the head coach in Gainesville, Mullen was asked about his expectations for the Gators.
The University of Florida stands for excellence, and that's the Gator standard. And I want to make sure I get our football program back on top and continue that excellence of where we've been.
Today we'll hear from a guy named Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide, along with Tennessee, Mississippi State, and Missouri. In NFL news, former New Orleans Saints and New England Patriots wide receiver Brandon Cooks signed a 5-year contract extension with the Los Angeles Rams. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that deal's worth $80 million. Cooks was traded to Los Angeles this offseason after 1 year with the Patriots. And in some NBA news overnight, ESPN reported that the San Antonio Spurs are finalizing a deal with the Toronto Raptors that'll send Spurs star Kawhi Leonard to Canada in a trade package that includes Raptors all-star DeMar DeRozan. 7:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, a couple older accidents clearing at Airport and Larkspur Street, also Northwater and St. Joseph. Nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway with no delays from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. Again, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Light traffic and no accidents in the roadways. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa. Get all the details at Grand1847.com. That's Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. By now, you probably know the MSA is sold out of tennis shoes, but we're still the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up Saturday, July 21st, the Dolphin Street Vault, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority, will be held on Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile. Both amateur and pro pole vaulters will soar above the balconies in this uniquely Mobile event, and admission is free. For more info, visit MobileSportsAuthority.com. Go all out. We do.
All right, at 754 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. An explosive high-speed chase. Whew, Mobile County, Westmobile, all being encaptured with this. This situation ended in a crash at the intersection of Schillinger and Halls Ferry Roads. Not sure if you heard about this, but Alabama State Troopers, they were chasing a pickup truck for about 20 minutes. Two people were inside that truck. They were taken into custody. One person, though, was eventually released. And the driver, a teenager. So the other driver of the vehicle, which was hit, they were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses say the two vehicles collided and they heard an explosion. They say the gray truck ran a red light and smashed into another vehicle, which made that vehicle spin and hit a sidewalk. Alabama State Troopers say a 16-year-old driver was taken into custody and is facing several charges. The passenger in that vehicle, as I mentioned, was released. An inmate has passed away. The identity has not yet been released, but authorities do confirm the inmate was housed at Metro Jail. They died Tuesday afternoon. The inmate, though, was reportedly suffering from cancer and died at the hospital on July 17th. They are not releasing the identity of the inmate as they are waiting to notify next of kin. Once we have more information, we'll pass that along to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Coming up next hour, Jeff Poore joins us. Plus, we're turning up your voice at 343-0106, 343-0106. And from the text line, I'm sorry about that. I was remiss. I talked about the differences in voter turnout, and I was just self-serving as I focused on the 9% turnout for Mobile County. Because even though I lost, Dalton won the bet. But
I lost, too.
Yeah, so.
Dalton won the bet.
But 9% is what I thought overall, but that did actually was true for Mobile County, not for Baldwin County. And I said Baldwin County was higher, didn't get that number. It's 15.57%.
Well, so if you were to combine.
That's the effect that Jeff Poore talked about with us, you know, that you get people going.
I just have a question.
No.
If you combine the 15 plus the 12, what would that equal?
24?
Yeah. This is not 22.
That's he or she closest to the final tally.
Yeah, which is
that means 12%. Somebody you're buying dessert.
No, it's how did this just happen? Just like magic numbers there or something you just went with. But yes,
my stomach just growled. This is perfect.
But yeah, it is. So it's just interesting. I mean, there's discussions. We'll talk about this more with Jeff coming up. Certain counties, certain areas of the state had more reason to come out. They had the statewide races and then other things on the ballot. Baldwin County was one of those. And look at that. Even though Mobile had some what I felt were highly contested judicial races, it really didn't show up like Baldwin County.
Well, also, and you mentioned Jeff Poore, who we're going to talk to in this next hour, and he said that, you know, there's numbers of Republicans, the number of Republicans in Baldwin County growing, but I wonder if that contentious race between Chris Elliott and David Northcutt, with all the emotions involved, if that didn't also spur a little bit higher turnout.
Absolutely. I think the more drama you put behind something, obviously, the more people go, yeah, I'll brave the thunderstorms and go vote. All right. Heads up, y'all. I want you to give my buddy Trey Bennett a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Maybe you have something like, I don't know, political signs you don't know what to do with, right? It could be stacks and stacks of political signs and you want to get rid of them. He can get rid of those. Also work in your house, your office, your storage building. Listen, if you have junk, you need it gone and you need it done efficiently, you need it done quickly, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Check them out today. All right, we're coming right back.